to do that. This morning I want to share with you just for a few minutes, really a message that comes from a text that I received just over a week ago. In fact, about a week and a day ago, a text. Now would probably be a most appropriate time for a collective sigh and shaking of the head. What in the world has the church come to when the pastor starts preaching not from scriptural text, but rather a text message? Am I right on that? Pastors from ages past are no doubt turning in their graves right now. Really, the text that I received is not really the message. It was a good text, though. Let me read it to you. I think it's okay to do that. It's very simple. It was personal, but not really, I don't think, intended to necessarily be private. The Lord said, do not be afraid. It's the command in the Bible more times than any other command. Felt led by the Lord to share that with you. That's good. That's a good word, and it was good for me, it was good for my heart, it was good for my spirit. It was a timely word, it was an appropriate word, and I did receive it as a word for me, I really did. I remember though as well, it was sort of the oddest of things. I wasn't thinking about this morning, I wasn't thinking anything related to any sermon on any given Sunday, but wow, in that moment, just reading that simple text, it was as if the Lord totally downloaded into my spirit the message for today. It all stems from that phrase, the Lord said. It's God's word. That's the message this morning. I think the importance of His word, it's not something that needs to be argued for among us. You are a believer in God's word. You're devoted to God's word. All of us in this place this morning, I'm sure, understand fully the place that His word must have in our lives, the good that His word will do for our lives. That being said, though, let me share with you just a few thoughts this morning as it relates to His word and this text of mine. Number one, first, be passionate about His word. Be passionate for His word. Long for His word. Refuse to be content with anything less than a life saturated by and in His word. Psalm 119, the psalmist says this, my soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. The message puts it this way, my soul is starved, hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. Here's the problem, my fear for me, I don't know that I very often live there. The psalmist, consumed with longing, his soul starved and hungry for God's word and for God's commands, I'm just not sure those are words that would be used very often to describe me. My fear, my shame, my sin, I grow complacent. I grow comfortable even without His word. You know my fear as it relates to this text I received? I wasn't thinking of His word. I wasn't thinking of needing His word for that moment, for that day. My greatest fear that I could have easily gone through that day without His word. Missed it altogether. And please hear me this morning. Understand what I'm saying. This morning, I don't say that to diminish His word. I say it in recognition of my diminished life apart from His word. Without His word, my life is less. Listen to me, brother. Listen to me, sister. Without His word, your life is less. Without His word, you're living a diminished life. You're living here when God would have you to be living up here. Be passionate for His word. Listen, in His word, we find Him. All that we would know of God, all that we would know of God's character, we know because Scripture reveals it to us. All that God is, He's loving, He's gracious, He's kind, He's merciful, He's benevolent, He's holy, He's righteous, He's the judge of all the earth, He's powerful, great and mighty is our God. He's the Creator. He is the Creator. This last couple of weeks, Denny is in 10th grade. It's biology. And the last couple of chapters, both of his tests, related to evolution. And with all due respect to the teachers across the way, they're teaching a lie. They're being like their father, who's the father of all lies, when they teach that. It's been a struggle with Denny. Denny doesn't do very good in biology, and so it's always pushing him, Denny, you got to study, you got to study. This is unacceptable, this bad grade. And now, these last couple weeks, Denny's been able to argue back, but Dad, it's evolution, I should fail it. And it's like, what do you say to that? What do you say to a kid that's wise like that? Smart aleck needs a whooping, I guess. He's the Creator, because His Word says that He is. I don't need to hear the science. I don't need to be impressed by later letters after one's name. Unless you are God, and you sent your one and only Son to die for me, your Word is subject to His Word, and His Word says He's the Creator. He's the Creator. He's God and there's no other. There's none like Him. He's deserving of all the glory and the honor and the praise. It's His Word that God uses to reveal Himself to us. Listen, be passionate for His Word, because ultimately you're passionate about Him. One more time from the psalmist in Psalm 119. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Psalm 119, again, I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. One more time in verse 130, understanding your word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. I honestly want to know everything you teach. May our hearts be once again consumed with a passion for His word. May we long for His word. May we hunger for His word that we deem to be sweeter than honey to our souls. And because we're passionate like that, may we never neglect His word. May we never settle with a diminished life, a life that has grown complacent, a life that has grown even calloused towards His word. May we never settle with anything less than knowing everything He teaches. Be passionate about His word. Number two, be sensitive towards His word. You know, God wants to speak to us, to each of us. I really sincerely believe that. He really does. I know our tendency and our inclination is to argue with that. Pastor, I'm not called to ministry. I don't think God has any inclination to speak to me. You're wrong, my friend. You're wrong. Well, Pastor, no, you don't understand. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a pillar in the church. God, He speaks to the pillars of the church. God, He speaks to the saints. Pastor, you should see my life, how I lived it, all the mistakes I made. You should have heard how I talked. You should have heard how I responded in this situation or that situation. God doesn't want to speak to me. God wants to speak to holy people. God wants to speak to righteous people. And I say to you in all of that, you're wrong. He wants to speak to you. No, I'm not worthy of God speaking to me. I've not lived a good enough life. I'm barely surviving this Christianity thing. God doesn't want to speak to me. You're wrong again. Wow, a lot of you are wrong here this morning. We need to work on that. You're wrong again. He does want to speak to you. He wants to speak to you this morning. Right here, right now, through this message, through me, I hope that listen to me, New Life, may we never miss that dynamic of our Sunday mornings together. We gather in this place to hear what the Lord says to us. What the word of the Lord might be for us. If you've not come this morning to receive a word from the Lord, I would challenge you, I think you maybe come for the wrong reason.
The only reason not necessarily we come to worship the Lord, we come to fellowship with one another, that's true. But for sure, the opening, the revealing of God's Word, the proclaiming and preaching of God's Word, we've come to receive a Word from the Lord today. The Lord speaks to His people. His Word. It should not be weird to consider that, to contemplate that. What is His Word for me? Not a weird thing, not an awkward thing, certainly not a rare or uncommon thing. It shouldn't be. Listen, I really believe this, like we're to long for His Word, so God longs to speak to us His Word. Number one, this morning, we're to be passionate. Just as we're to be passionate about God's Word, God is passionate about speaking His Word to us. He longs for His Word to be for us a lamp and a light. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't abandon us to flounder around in darkness. He speaks to us. He loves to do that. He longs for His Word to be for us guidance and direction. And He speaks, this is the way. Walk here on this path in this direction. The problem, the unfortunate thing, we can miss it. We can miss His Word. We can miss Him. Do you understand this morning the problem of that? Let me say it again. You can miss Him. You can miss His Word. You can miss what God is saying. Think of it for a moment, the potential of missing out on His Word. God could be speaking the answer to my confusion, to my discouragement, to my despair, my doubt, my worry. God could be speaking the answer to the situation I'm in, His guidance, His direction. But I'm not listening. I'm not sensitive to what His Word might be for me and for my life. I'm not hearing Him. And so the answer, I'm not receiving it from Him. Do you see? Passionate for His Word. Oh, for sure, let us be that sensitive to His Word. Oh, we must be that. You know, sometimes Christians can be wrong. Sometimes Christians can be weird. That was great. There was not one amen. Well done. I saw a lot of heads turn towards Marshall, but not one person said amen. That was great. That was great. All of the other Christians out there can be wrong and weird. It's true. It really is. We're a mess. We're a lot of times wrong and we're a whole lot of weird. You know what happens? We shy away from the reality of God speaking to us. A brother or sister sends you a text that begins with "the Lord said," and if we're honest, some of us are afraid and maybe even aren't reading past that. We're afraid of the weird or the wrong. Mostly we're afraid because we've received the weird and the wrong before, and we don't want to relive a fiasco like that again. And so we close our ears and even our hearts to His Word. You know what happens? Sometimes we don't understand. We don't get it. For me, a week ago in a day, I was with my dad. Nothing really going on. I was thinking, wow, that is a good word, that we're not to be afraid. What is it in my life? What's going on in the church? What have I been thinking of? And you know what? I couldn't think. What is it that word would apply to? Here was the problem. This is Saturday. On Sunday, I'm getting ready to fly home. So all of a sudden, I'm panicking. Something's going to happen on my flight. Something's going to happen that would make me to be afraid. That would terrify me. How many understand? That's not necessarily the thought you want to have when you're getting ready to get on a plane. I'm all for a Christian pilot, but when I get on that plane, I don't want the pilot to be saying, "Hey, the Lord wants me to tell you, don't be afraid. This flight, don't be afraid." No, no, no. What are you talking about? I'll drive. Thank you very much. Don't be afraid. It can be easy to miss His Word. Watch this. No, that's not for me. That must be for somebody else. That That's not what I'm going through. That's not what I'm dealing with. I don't see how that relates to me. And though the God of the universe has spoken, for lack of understanding, we've turned a deaf ear towards Him. Be sensitive to His word. Receive His word. Be tuned in. Your heart, your spiritual ears, tuned in and capturing everything that the Lord would speak. Revelation 2. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Have listening ears. In your conversations with one another, have listening ears, because through that brother and that sister, the Lord may be speaking to you. In here, in these moments, whenever you find yourself in a pew and another standing behind a pulpit, have listening ears. The Lord is speaking to you. Be sensitive towards His word. In Kings, we read the story of King Josiah. He does what's right according to the Lord. He's a king of Judah. Begins his rule at a very young age after Judah had gone through a very wicked time. The temple has been neglected, but Josiah gets to work on it. He finds the book of the law and he reads it and he panics. Everything God has said not to do, Judah has done. And he knows there's trouble coming because God said, if you love me, if you serve me, I'm going to bless. If you don't, you're going to be in trouble. And Josiah knows we're in trouble. He goes to the prophet. What does God say about all of this? And in 2 Kings 22, the prophet responds, tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. And I love this. Because your heart was responsive. Because your heart was sensitive. You didn't pawn it off as somebody else's responsibility. You didn't say, well, that must be for someone else. I'm living the way I should be living. I'm doing right. This is not a message from God that I need to take to my heart. Because your heart was responsive. And you humbled yourself when you heard what I'd spoken against this place, that they would become accursed and laid waste. You tore your robes and wept in my presence. This is what the Lord says. I've heard you, declares the Lord. I've heard you. In verse 20, I'll gather you to your fathers and you'll be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I'm going to bring on this place. It's good and right. Most certainly, it is always appropriate to have both a sensitive and a responsive heart to His word. The Lord said, do not be afraid. Do you understand? With that word in my heart, the Lord has preemptively prepared me for every attack of fear and intimidation that the devil would ever try to ruin me with. The devil, in any attempt to ruin me, in any attempt to compromise my faith, because that's what fear does. Fear negates, fear compromises faith. In any attempt to bring to a halt the work of the Lord in my life or through my life by fear or intimidation, do you understand? In any effort, in any attempt to do that, the devil has lost that battle before he even begins it. If, and it's a big if, hear the if this morning, if I have made my heart to be sensitive to His word, to the word of the Lord. Denny, I'm wanting to do something new in your life. I'm wanting to take you to a new place. I'm wanting to pour out my spirit upon you to a new level with a new measure. And all of a sudden, the nagging voices of the ones that come to steal and kill and destroy anything that God would do, especially the new thing God would desire to do. No, you don't want to do that. That's going to cost too much. You know what that means, right, Denny? Denny, God's just going to begin to ask you for more. He's going to need more of your time. He's going to need you to set. You don't want the new thing that God wants to do. Don't do that. Don't go there. It's a scary place to be. And all of a sudden, a reminder of God's word. Denny, don't be afraid. Before the devil even begins the battle, he's lost the battle because of His word, because of God's word. Denny, this might hurt a bit. This shaping and molding you a little bit more and a little bit better into the image of Jesus. This refining fire that I will use to purify your faith. It might hurt. It's going to hurt. And then the nagging voices of all that want to steal and kill and destroy, because that's the business of the devil. He comes to do just that. No, no, no. That's going to be too painful. That's going to hurt too much. Listen, you're already set for heaven. Don't worry about more committed. Don't worry about looking more like Jesus. Where you want to be is right here. It's too scary out there outside the boat, walking on the water, passing through that fiery furnace that would cleanse and purify all the evil right out of you. Stay put. It's too scary out there. And then the reminder, don't be afraid. Denny, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Denny, I'm wanting to do something new at New Life. I'm wanting to do something bigger and better at New Life. And then comfort, that's where life is lived. Don't do what you haven't done before. Don't start ministries that you haven't started. Don't do crazy stuff like that. Let's just stay comfortable. Let's let it just be the way it's always been. That's where you want to live. Denny, stay there. And then the reminder, Denny, don't be afraid. I'm doing something new. I'm doing something bigger, better. I'm taking you to a new place. Don't be afraid of what I'm wanting to do in your life. If my heart is sensitive to that word, if I've received that word, which I better have, which I should have, which I think I have, I can step fearlessly into any and everything God has for me and move fearlessly to anywhere He wants to take me. Number three, be changed by His word. You may be still there. We just read it of Josiah's life. He was sensitive to God's word. His heart was responsive. But not just that, he was changed as well. Let me read it to you again. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself. You tore your robes. You wept in my presence. Therefore, I have heard you, declares the Lord. I will gather you to your fathers. You'll be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see the disaster I'm going to bring. You see, the power of His word, it's not just in us being passionate about it or sensitive towards it. It's us being changed by it. Be changed by His word today. So for me, again, just I don't even remember, middle of the day, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, nothing really going on. I get this text and I'm thinking, how might this apply? How might this apply in my personal life? What is God calling me to that I've been afraid to step into? What is it? How does it relate to the church? What place has God been asking me to lead New Life to a new place, to a new ministry, to a new thing? And I've been afraid. I've been letting fear hold me back and fear diminish my life. And I'm just not really thinking of how it necessarily applies. There's not really anything that I can pinpoint that would make me to be fearful. So I'm thinking it's relating to my flight. My plane's going to crash. Something terrible is going to happen at the airport. We're all going to be taken hostage. Maybe I've watched too many movies. Maybe my mind's just warped. Maybe I'm just too wrong and too weird too often. But this is what I'm thinking. I'm really wondering this. And you know my response? Well, the Lord has spoken. I can't be afraid whenever all this goes down. I can't be afraid. How can I be afraid if the Lord has said, don't be afraid? So in my mind, I'm thinking, somehow the Lord's going to use me tomorrow. The plane's going to be crashing. I'm not going to be afraid. All the survivors with me on our own mysterious island to play out our own episodes of Lost, they're going to be amazed. Hey, why weren't you afraid? And I'm going to tell them about His word, and everybody's going to get saved, and we're going to have a revival on our own little island. Somebody, just for a moment, address the elephant in the room. Wow, your pastor is weird. Living in La La Land, somebody ought to fire him, kind of weird. But I'm really wondering like this. What terrifying thing, what fearful thing is going to happen, but that this word is going to save me from that fear and that terror, all of it then somehow used for God's glory. Never mind the craziness of it. I'm determined. Really, all of that, an expression of my determination. I can't be passionate for His Word. I can't be sensitive to it. It's a Word for me. I'm going to hear it. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to receive it as His Word. I can't do that and then not be changed by it. It's His Word. I must be changed by it. This morning, be changed by His Word. James 1, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James is telling us, be changed by His Word. As you begin to obey, as you do what His Word tells you to do, you'll be changed. Hebrews 4, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Word is intended to change us. It's intended to dig deep within us and change our attitudes and change our heart and change our mindset and change our behavior, change our outlook on life. It's intended to change our response to unforeseen circumstances in life. That's the real power of His Word. That's the necessity then on our part to receive His Word and respond accordingly, to receive His Word and be changed by it. So for a few minutes, let me mess up your life. Let me share with you God's Word so you can hear it and have no choice then but to be changed by it. Isaiah 40, His Word. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope, do you hope in the Lord this morning? If you hope in the Lord, say amen. Now you're really in trouble. You've done it to yourself. But those who hope in the Lord, all of you that just said amen, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Listen to me now. Be changed by His Word today. Be strengthened today. Renewed, revived, restored today. Run again today, my brother, my sister, and all that God has ordained for you. Your hope is in the Lord. Soar again. Stop wallowing. You can't wallow around in the despair and discouragement anymore. This is the Word of the Lord. You must be changed by it. Soar again. Run again. Be weary no more. Faint not. Be changed today by His Word. Do you see the power? Do you see the responsibility to be changed by? If you come in tired and weary, stumbling and falling, His Word changes you and you have been renewed in your strength, soaring like the eagles, running and not growing weary. Joshua 1, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Isaiah the prophet, chapter 41, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid. Discouraged or dismayed, be strengthened, immovable, unshakable, steadfast, be courageous. God is with you. That's His Word. So be changed by it. If you leave fearful this morning, you may have heard about being passionate. You may have heard about being sensitive. But what good has that done you if you don't be changed by the power of His Word? Do you understand this morning? Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. You might have come in feeling lonely and alone, isolated and forgotten. Listen to me. You can't leave the same way that you came in. Not now, because His Word, your love, and you are precious to Him. He is your God and He is with you. Surely that must change you this morning in your perspective on feeling alone and experiencing loneliness. Isaiah 26, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. John 14, Jesus says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. And then in John 16, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. His promise of peace, that's his word. Let him bring peace into the chaos and uncertainty of your life right now. Be at peace. Be at peace. I speak peace and I speak rest. I speak his word into your life. Be changed. If you're worried and you're anxious this morning, I'm telling you, you don't have to be that way anymore, because his word can change you. His word can change you. Quickly, Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Be revived. May your soul be revived as you consider his word, as you set your heart's passion to be his word, as you sensitize every aspect of your being to his word. Be changed by it then. Be revived by it. His word brings joy to your heart. His word gives light to your eyes. Let his word restore joy inside of you. Let his word bring life and joy and a smile again to your countenance today. Psalm 119 and verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Be cleansed by his word. Be pure because of his word. Psalm 119 again, verse 28, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Be strengthened by his word. Listen, you that are grieving this morning, you not called or destined to live a life of grief. Hear me, rather instead this morning, hear his word. Be comforted today by his word. Be built up and cheered up this morning by his word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. By his word, receive guidance. Receive direction for your life. Sanctify, Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Be sanctified by his word. Psalm 107, you were in serious trouble, but you prayed to the Lord and he rescued you. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. Listen to me. Be healed by his word this morning. Some of you today listen, and I say this sincerely, though I understand fully all of Scripture and what Scripture reveals to us, you may not need a healing line. You may not need even the anointing oil. You maybe just need his word to be spoken over you and in you. How about that for healing today? The simplicity that is this: for God so loved the world, cancer cells begin to die. The devil gets uncomfortable enough to leave wherever you're at, that he gave his one and only son. Pain begins to diminish. Blood pressure and blood sugar begins to right itself inside your body. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He speaks his word and healing comes. Even your physical body is changed. So this morning, his word, be passionate about it. Be sensitive to it. Changed by it. And finally this morning, be generous with it. Be generous with his word. Can I challenge you today? Less of your opinion, more of his word. Less of your insight, your perspective, your thought on the matter, more of his word. Less of what you read on the internet the other day or heard on the news last night, more of His Word. Be generous with His Word. A brother, a sister, a friend, a family member, they're going through a terrifying ordeal. Be generous with His Word. Remind them, do not be afraid. A brother, a sister, a friend, a family member, they're going right now in their life through the storm of the century. Be generous with His Word. Remind them, He keeps us in perfect peace. A brother, a sister, a friend, they're tired, they're weary. Be generous with His Word. Remind them they can soar on wings like the eagles. Do you see? It's not our opinion, not even our wisdom that people need. It's His Word. So let's be generous with that. We text freely His Word. We speak boldly His Word. We call, we send a card with that message, the message of His Word. It can be a bit intimidating. We're not exactly sure always how that word's going to be received. We're not sure how the brother or sister will respond. They might receive His Word graciously. They might think us even more weird and wrong than they thought before. It can be intimidating. It can feel a bit awkward and uncomfortable. Maybe we're not used to sharing His Word with others like that. People expect our conversations to be about the weather and the sports and the news, and now we're going to share His Word? It's going to be a little odd. It can be a bit risky. Simply put, it can be very easy for you to talk yourself out of sharing and being generous with His Word. Last Saturday could have been very easy for one to decide, Pastor doesn't need to hear that. Pastor knows that probably already anyways. What in the world am I going to do trying to text Pastor a message to I don't even know what's going on. I highly doubt he's afraid. He ought not to be afraid. He knows he shouldn't be afraid. What in the world am I going to do texting him a message of, I think the Lord would have you to know. The Lord has said this, and I think He wants you to know that. It can be very easy for you to talk yourself out of sending that text, of calling with that message. It can be very easy for you to talk yourself out of sending that card with that note. So this morning, before our response, let me encourage you. First, our prayer. We pray like the New Testament church, Acts 4. Now, Lord, consider their threats. Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Boldness. Listen, you pray it for me. You pray your pastor and whoever stands behind this pulpit that they are never anything except bold to proclaim this word. My friends, what's going to be the option? We're going to meddle with this word. We're going to compromise it. We're going to change it to fit our idea, to fit society and our acceptance there. You pray for me. You pray for whoever stands. We will never be anything except bold. When it comes to, no matter whose toes get stepped on, we're going to proclaim this word. And I'm not going to get on my pastor, nor am I going to expect my pastor to ever apologize for proclaiming boldly this word. It offended me, but it's God's word. I'm not getting on pastor's back for that. I'm going to take my fight to the Lord. God, why did you ever say I've got to forgive my enemy? We're going to boldly proclaim this. And I'm going to pray it for you. May you never know anything except a boldness, a Holy Spirit-inspired boldness to proclaim God's Word. First, our prayer. Second, a promise. Isaiah 55. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That's the promise of proclaiming, sharing, being generous with His Word. It is impossible for that word to return void. It is impossible for that word to go from your mouth and just wander and do nothing, go nowhere, impossible. Can't happen. Because God has declared it. Not if it's His word. Now, if it's your opinion or your thoughts or what you heard on the news last night or whatever else, hey, I can't answer for that. Whether or not we remember your wisdom, I'm not sure. But I can assure you of this, God's word will not return void. So our prayer and our promise, and finally, number three, a blessing. A little odd. It might sound a little odd in the context of our culture today, but you'll get the picture of it. Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful, how marvelous, how wonderful those that bring the good news. Be generous with God's word. His word is good. It's trustworthy, it's powerful, miraculous. His word gives us life, transforms our life. So be passionate for it, sensitive to it, changed by it, and be generous with it. I'm going to pray with you before you leave this morning, but our time is done. We're finished, except I think this might be true the first time since I've been here, a homework assignment related to today's message. I want to encourage you, be generous with His word this week. Find someone. It's a text. Hey, I just want you to know this is God's word. It's a card. It's a note. It's calling them up on the phone. Hey, I just wanted to remind you this is His word when you walk through the fire. When you're in over your head in the river, He's still with you. Hey, I thought of you. Pat, you know, this is our assignment. I got to do it. And when I thought, who am I going to, I thought of you. And when I thought, well, what am I going to say? I just thought of this. His peace is beyond comprehension. It passes all understanding. I thought of you, our assignment. I thought what to say. Listen, the joy of the Lord. Not your opinion. Don't tell them what you think about what they're going through. This is His word. We're going to share His word. By the way, maybe you find a brother or sister in the context of the church, but maybe you'd find a neighbor, a friend, a colleague. You know, on Sunday I heard that God's word is pretty special, and I know you're going through a tough time. I just wanted to share it with you. This is a verse that we talked about last Sunday. This is a verse that I read in my Bible reading this last week. You all have a homework assignment. Your pastor is going to fail you if you don't come next week. If you don't come next week, you're going to kick. I'm going to send you to the principal's office. I'm not sure who that is yet. But you're in trouble if you come without your homework. We won't talk about this again. But I hope you would do it this week. Because I believe in it. I think it's good for us to do it. And in fact, I hope that in fact, this week, it just establishes a pattern in your life where maybe, in fact, you're going to set as an objective, as a goal, every month, every week. Might someone think every day? I'm going to make sure I share God's word. I'm generous with God's word with somebody. At the cash register, when I hand my money or credit card, I'm going to hand a little note of a verse of Scripture. Well, I'm going to leave it on my voicemail. Hey, if you're calling, I'm not here, but I want you to know God's word. And it says this. Hey, God's here even if I'm not. So you can call out to Him, whatever. Listen, however you do it, however you would think to do it, be generous with God's word and let God use you to marvelously, wonderfully speak and proclaim good news into the life of a brother, sister, a friend, a family member, whomever it happens to be. Father, we thank You today for Your word. We really do. And Lord, You know my heart. I need to be more passionate for Your word. I need to be more sensitive to what the Spirit would be saying to me. I need to have ears that hear a little bit better what the Spirit says. You know, in fact, really, the truth be told, every flaw in my life, it's because I haven't been changed by Your word like I should be. There would be no flaws in my attitude, in my behavior, in my speech, and in response to whatever life throws at me. There wouldn't be any of it if I had my life properly aligned with your word and allowed my life to properly be changed by you. Lord, every one of us in this room need to submit ourselves more to your word so that we can be changed more by it. That's true. Lord, help us to be generous. May that become the culture here at New Life. It's what we're doing all the time. Our phones blowing up, our voicemail filled up, text messages all the time, because we just won't leave each other alone with your word. With your word. God, it's not just an assignment. It's not just something silly that we do it and, okay, we check that off. We did what Pastor asked us to do. I pray, God, that you really settle this in our hearts. And that we determine, because we believe in it, we value it, that this week we really are going to be generous with your word. We're going to share it with somebody. And maybe even there's a pattern that begins where we're going to do it on a more consistent and more regular basis. Your word gives us life. Just before we leave, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in this room. Holy Spirit, speak your word right now into their heart. You know the word that they need. You know the word that they need. Speak that word to them. Would you just close yourself in with Jesus for a minute? Let him speak a word to you. Let him remind you. Let him remind you a verse of scripture that maybe you've read or that you heard this morning. Let him tell you, hey, that's for you. I want you to remember that. I want you to know that. Speak your word to us, Lord. We thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Greet one another as you